Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Craziness that goes on this show. But you get away with nothing. Exactly. That's the one. I think we've established that with our callers, with our listeners.
We keep our receipts.
With each other, with our guests. Oh, that you and Robert Sala on me. But we definitely, like, you don't get away with anything. And that was a little shot. Kind of said it subtly. Thought mm-hmm. he'd move on through the conversation.
Mm-hmm. A little subtle.
And at the very end, we have to show a little video, if you didn't see it, of Mike Tannenbaum trying to field a punt. And it was rough. But it was funny. And like I said, if you need to see our show, you can go to the ESPN app, go to watch, and then you see our show. Unfortunately, that third hour, which we are in right now, still can't see us. Mm-hmm. And we can't figure out why. Can't we just, like, have the app and, like, maybe do, like, a little FaceTime thingy or something? Like Lactavius, what are we doing that we can't have the full 3 hours on simulcast?
I'm actually currently trying to figure out the details behind that because I think it's a travesty.
I know it is. Not think it is. It is a travesty. It's a shame because, Bart, the best part of the show is the third hour because when it's the third hour... What does that mean?
Me. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, to.
Tito?
I'm ready.
I don't know. I don't think it's Tito.
I'm ready.
Tito?
Don't worry. That's how I warm up. You don't tell me how to warm up my vocals, son.
All right. Don't go DK Metcalf on me. I'm going to get the cart.
So fa, mi, re,
he's just making it up now.
Ready?
Wait.
Ask me again. Now I'm warmed up.
Now you're warmed up.
Yes.
Tito Jackson. When it's the third hour of Barton Hahn, what does that mean?
It means it's the power hour, 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 hour,
somebody hour. Somebody asked me today in the office.
When Victory I Mondays for everybody but the Mets.
And the Ravens.
Yeah.
Hey, disrespectful.
That wasn't me. Look at me. That was Cam. Don't look at me.
It's disrespectful.
Maybe we should do the power hour in the first hour so everyone could see it.
No.
That defeats the purpose, no. Mikey.
Well, the second hour is the sour hour.
Yeah, second hour is a sour hour.
Maybe we should make the first hour because it's overreaction Mondays and a lot of people are hurt and feelings are hurt.
I'm not hurt.
Mondays the
I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm saying half of the people that listen to us are sad. The other half is happy. So maybe, yeah, maybe we should make the first hour of Monday the sour hour.
Oh, wait. Was I supposed to gong that one? I was asked in the office, they're like, do you guys not hit the gong anymore? I'm like, we hit it every, we don't use it. Yeah. Like, too much gong is not good for everybody.
You missed, by the way.
I did?
Yeah, you didn't hit the sweet spot.
I'm like Aaron Judge these days. I'm just, they're not really pitching to me.
The sour hour.
Better.
Solid.
Stay after the show for
no
practice.
Power hour because nobody sees it.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Yeah.
We should
call it, we didn't pay our bill, hour.
Well, we are still
ran out of funding. Hour
coming to you live from the Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. And of course, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. And we have Overreaction Monday going 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As Bart mentioned, it was a weekend of, as has just been the norm every Sunday, there's always something, there's a story, there's improbable wins, there's improbable, how did you lose that game, Ravens? And of course, there is the future is finally here in the New York Jets. And then there's the Giants, who, by the way, are 3-1. They're 3-1, Bart Scott. So as we talk about the Cowboys and how about them Cowboys and Cooper Rush and all this other stuff, and then the Eagles, who go to 4-0 and were so dominant, it's the Giants, who you didn't expect to be. The Commanders already done. Like, they shipped the cars, as you would say, right? They've already got the car shipped.
Yeah.
They looked at the car soon. They're like,
they had the U-Haul boxes in the garage. Yeah. They ain't started folding them and putting tape on them yet, but they
No, but the boxes are there and they're ready to be packed up. But when the Giants moved to 3-1, there's only one person I think of, and that's Tessa from New Jersey. And Tessa joins us right now, celebrating yet another giant win, Tess.
I love y'all. I told you, listen, the way my voice sounds, it can sound like this the whole season. As long as we keep grinding out these wins and just not giving up, I don't care. I was in that sports bar yesterday doing the gritty, the stanky leg, the cabbage pack. I was doing everything on them Bear fans in there because they just knew they was going to win. I told y'all last week we was going to win. Now, you want an overreaction? Boom. Giants winning 10 games this year. That's overreaction. Damn. Another overreaction? NFC, two teams coming out of the NFC East this year to the playoffs. That's another overreaction. Mm-hmm. And one is going to be the Giants, okay? Three, the NFC East is about to be beast again. Like, we're like the top three teams. Like, the Commanders lost it when they named themselves the Commanders. They already lost then. They wasn't going to win for a couple of years after that name. But we in the freaking building. Let me tell you something. We got a quarterback controversy with Saquon back there doing the freaking Wildcat. Like, I'm lying. I'm being stupid. But I'm just saying, y'all, do you know how many years we've had these close games, ugly, dirty, grind out games that we can never win?
Yeah.
That's the thing that makes me so excited. It's not like, oh, we out here being, you know, all world beaters. It's a simple fact that these are games that are winnable, just like the Dallas game was winnable. These are games that are winnable, and we're finding ways. We were so depleted. I'm like, Bart, put the pads on. Put something on. We need something. Everybody was getting hurt left and right. We found a way to freaking win. Come on, guys. Y'all got to give us this giant, us as Giants fans, y'all got to give us that. We were depleted. We didn't have no quarterbacks. Like, no. And we still won that game.
And Tess, you know what that tells me?
Allen.
Tess, you know what that tells me?
What?
You've got a coach. See, I think everything that we're learning about the Giants is you've got a coach. That's it starts there.
We got culture. We finally have culture now. People want to win.
Well, I think you always want to win.
They want to win. They're doing whatever it takes to have their brothers back. Like, we have a culture, finally. It's like, it's crazy. We just, the defense want to play. Yeah, put it on us. That whole Ravens thing was scary. But the defense is like, yup, put it on us. It's like, I don't know, guys. I'm just so excited. I don't care if I lose my voice the rest of this season. It just feels so good to know that we have a culture. We're fighting. We're grinding. And it's just like we're not giving up. I just really feel like we can win 10 games this year. Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting.
No,
I'm excited.
I like
I'm high
it. That's what this day's all about, Tess. And you know we love you. Overreaction Monday, Tessa says 10 wins. She's three wins in.
Well, the good thing is like usually in seasons past, the Giants were out of contention by – Halloween.
Now.
By Halloween, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, October hit and was like already, what are we doing next season?
Yeah.
What are we salvage? Who are we keeping? Just imagine if Kenny Galladay figures it out and Kadarius Toney comes back and says, hey, I want to play football.
Get one of those weapons.
I mean, then you can talk about, you know, I don't know how to overstate how talented I think Kadarius Toney is and can be. But I can't want it more than he wants it, or the Giants can't want it more than he wants it. He has to find a way to figure out how to stay on the field. And, you know, every time he's out there, we don't know what the injury is. Like, it's his feet or it's this, it's that. He has to figure it out. I mean, he came here and put on the wrong size cleats and hasn't played.
Mm-hmm.
He has to figure it out.
It's him or Wondell Robinson who they
– Well, Wondell Robinson's hurt for the year.
He's out for the – is he out for the year?
Yeah, he got hurt early in the season,
But the year, though?
Yeah, I think he's done for the year.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a year. I missed that.
Because I mean, he's the special. He's their Garrett Wilson. He's their electrifying playmaker. That game he had against the Cowboys last year, 184 yards receiving, 180-some yards receiving, dude's electric, man. This dude is a human highlight tape. Right. But like most expensive –
I haven't seen him out for the year.
Like most sports cars.
Sterling Shepard's out for the year.
Yeah.
Robinson has been out, but he got hurt in the first game, but he hasn't practiced yet. But they haven't declared him out
so
yet.
So he's got to be on the IL then if he hasn't practiced since the first 3 weeks. They didn't put him on the IR.
They haven't done anything with him yet. He just hasn't practiced, and they really hasn't said a lot about his situation. But still, that is one area, though, because they drafted him for a reason. It was probably to replace Tony. It's sort of the same.
But how you
going to
replace Tony? He only been in the league 2 years.
How's he going to do it if he can't play?
If I was the Jets, if I was anybody, I'll take that risk.
All right, let's continue with the calls. An Overreaction Monday on Bart and Hahn. We've got Ron in Connecticut. What's up, Ron?
Hello, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
You got it. What's up?
I just wanted to ask you a question because, you know, I know you made a comment about, you know, how the Giants are 3-1 and Dallas is 3-1 and et cetera. But, you know, the Giants have had Daniel Jones now for, what, 4 seasons? And they've been trying to groom this kid for, you know, as long as they could. And he's had many of opportunities to finally step up. But you take a guy like Cooper Rush, that goes out the first game, he's won 3 games in a row. mm-hmm. you know, just being thrown into the fire.
But
I want your take. I want your take on that. You know, as far as
is that fair? Because Dallas has, you know, Zach Martin. They got Tyron Smith. I know they don't have him now, but they just drafted a tackle from Tulsa that looks like he's going to be a legit player as well. They have people to protect him. Daniel Jones the other week on Monday Night Football, it was hard to watch how bad the offensive line was every time he put his back. He got hit 24 times. Yeah. And if he wasn't so athletic, and he rushed for 7 first downs. Like, he doesn't get an opportunity to go. Kenny Galladay's not a player, right? At least they got CeeDee Lamb. They got Michael Gallup. They got the tight end.
They got weapons.
You also look at, like, Kadarius Toney. We don't know if he wants to play football.
Yeah, I think it's a hard comparison to make when you see Cooper Rush come in. You give credit where credit is due, Ron, and thanks for the call. You give credit where credit is due. Cooper Rush come in, he's done a good job. But it's not like he's coming in slinging. Like, he didn't come in and all of a sudden he's just playing lights out. He is managing, and he is also letting the run game take over, which a lot of people in down. Oh, by the way, let the defense also do what they're doing, be the reason why you win. So a lot of people are saying that when Dak does come back, which he's saying he should be back this week, and they play the Rams, right? Isn't that first game back against the Rams?
Yeah, they play the Rams, then they got the Eagles.
Yeah, and then the Eagles. So a lot of people are saying that they have to continue to play this way, that Dak doesn't have to throw it a ton. Let the running game dominate. Let the defense do their job, and you don't have to worry about throwing the ball. We'll see if they do that. But it's not, like, Cooper Rush has been good. But I wouldn't compare it at all to Daniel Jones and his situation. But it is fair to say you still really can't assess what Daniel Jones is. But one thing you can do is assess that Saquon Barkley looks like Saquon Barkley again, and you haven't been able to say that in a while. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Overreaction Monday coming up. Tua is officially ruled out for week 5.
You think?
Mike McDaniel, the head coach, just said that now. He said that the MRI came back clean. Okay. But it's too early to give any timeline for when he will be able to return. But still, like, I don't know. That's one of those Captain Obvious ones, right?
Yeah.
Should he play? No.
As people getting fired.
And people getting fired and there's an investigation going on, no, he should not play. We have more of your calls coming up. And let's go a little bit deeper into what we're seeing in Dallas as well. And yeah, I got to talk about my Jets. But first, Bart's got to talk about Vivid Seats.
Football season is heating up and nothing beats seeing your favorite team live. Not only does Vivid Seats have a great NFL ticket prices, they're also the official ticketing partner of ESPN. And with Vivid Seats Rewards, when you buy 10 tickets, you get the 11th one free. Download the app or visit VividSeats.com today. Vivid Seats, life happens live. Receive a reward credit equal to average price of 10 tickets purchased, excluding taxes, fees, and processing costs. See VividSeats.com/rewards for terms and conditions.
Coming right to left in the white jersey, silver helmets and pants, Rush under pressure, throws deep, skinny post, walk in, CeeDee Lamb! He got clear and he walked the dog. 30 and a touchdown.
CeeDee Lamb and the Cowboys win again. It's 105.3 The Fan with the call. Cooper Rush with another dub. That's 4 now, right? 4 starts, 4 wins for Cooper Rush. And I guess Jerry Jones got what he wanted, Bart. He wanted a quarterback controversy because that would mean that Cooper Rush played well. And that's literally what happened. He played well enough for the Cowboys to suddenly win 3 in a row. And now Dak Prescott is expected to return next week, and Cooper Rush goes back to QB2. But we all know how this works, Bart. You said it last week. Who's the most popular player on the team?
That would be the backup quarterback. Mike White!
I wonder, because these two games that are coming up for Dak, these are tough opponents. So you could look at it two ways. You're getting back your starter just when you need him against the tougher teams. However, human nature tells me that if Dallas doesn't win either of these games, that you know you're going to start hearing the callers and the fans and the chants.
Ooh.
You know, Cooper was winning.
Don't let Dak throw some interceptions. Oh, don't let Dak.
I told you what they were saying in Boston that time. That blew my mind. When Jimmy Garoppolo was starting while Tom Brady was on his four-game suspension for Deflategate. And they said it. Because he had won the first two starts, and they said, if he's 4-0, you got to start him. You got to start him. And that's what they were saying in New England about Tom Brady. What do you think is going to happen in Dallas? Do they really think about keeping Cooper Rush as a starter or bringing him back and roll with the momentum? No way they do it, right, Bart? No way they do it.
That Jerry's scary. Listen, if Dak struggles, you're going to hear people booing him. Like, they'll boo him just like if they boo John Carlos Stanton, Aaron Judge. They boo you. Dallas is pretty much the same way. They want, especially if they think the other guy can win, and he becomes a sentimental favorite, right? Because he's the underdog. Everybody loves the underdog. Dak used to be the underdog. Remember, Tony Romo was there, and he was the underdog.
Right.
And Tony Romo never played again and was forced to retire because they never went back to him even when he was healthy enough to play.
It's like, again, are we creating this? No. Jerry created this. For those people that say that you guys are just creating this, that's not really what happened here. Jerry created this because he said he wanted it. Well, he got it.
Yeah.
And now you have a fan base. We got calls about it. You got a fan base that's kind of hinting that they would love to see Cooper Rush stay in there. And boy, I'll tell you what, for Dak, is he in a no-win situation? You know, he's in a must-win situation, yeah. Bart. He's in a must-win situation.
Two opponents, they go on a two-game losing streak, and especially if one of those games are to a divisional foe in Philadelphia.
And if you look bad offensively while doing it, because you know your defense, nothing's going to change with your defense. But if your offense is inept, if your offense struggles, if there's an inconsistency, whatever it is that's going on, and suddenly you don't look the same, you know they're going to be calling for Cooper to come back, which is, of course, insane because of the contract that Dak has. But human nature follows that pattern.
And the crazy thing is, you should expect Dak to struggle a little bit because he's going against great opponents, right? He's got Aaron Donald bearing down on Jalen Ramsey, right? You look at the Eagles defense, Bradbury, big play Slay, right? Teams that play you well within the division, and a great running game and a dual threat quarterback that can extend the sticks. And if you lose those games, it's not an indictment on Dak Prescott. It doesn't mean that Cooper Rush would have fared easily, but if he has a bad performance and he's turning the ball over, he's getting sacked, he's trying to get the big play where Cooper Rush is just checking it down and handing the ball off, and Ezekiel Elliott doesn't get
turn it over.
Yeah, if Ezekiel Elliott and Cooper Rush doesn't get the touches that they normally get because Dak's there and now we got to make Dak look good by throwing the ball, then the fans are going to be outraged.
Remember, he's the first Cowboys quarterback to win each of his first four starts. And you know how Cowboys fans are about their history. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. As we continue to Overreaction Monday, I think we got one that might be a winner today. We go to Jason in Connecticut. Jason, your overreaction is?
Yeah, this is for Bart, man. It's the Raiders, baby. We're going to make it to the playoffs, man. We should easily at least be 2-2 or 3-1. Like, we lost on dumb stuff in these last two games, man.
You guys have lost on dumb stuff since, like, Rich Gannon left, man. Like,
oh, my God, Bart. You're such a hater.
No, I picked them, man. And listen, I like the Raiders, but golly, man, what are we talking about? These dudes are the most penalized team for, like, the last 10 decades. I used to think it was just because they had the black uniforms.
I'll give you that.
But they're better than last year as far as talent, and they look – I don't recognize Darren Waller. I don't recognize Renfrew. I don't recognize this team.
They were a lot. They looked a lot better last year with Bisaccia. Is this McDaniel? Is this a Josh McDaniel issue, Bart? Like, are you seeing? Is it scheme?
I don't know.
Remember, he's the offensive genius.
He's supposed to be a genius,
right? So, what's going on? Why are the Raiders
took mac and cheese? He took mac and cheese to the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. Not looking at mac and cheese without him.
That's a good point. But I mean, Derek Carr went to the playoffs last year.
I know.
Without a full head coach, with an interim head coach.
Yeah, with the special team coach. That's why I don't know, man. Like, maybe Josh McDaniel's not connecting with his guys. They're not disciplined. I thought, you know, the Patriot way was all about discipline, and I don't see it, man. I don't see this team being as explosive and dangerous as it was last year.
All right, speaking of the Patriots and their whole quarterback situation, we go to Russ in New Jersey on Overreaction Monday. What's up, Russ? Russ?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I love you.
Thank you.
I don't know if it's overreaction, but a bunch of friends of mine were saying that Zappi should have started instead of Hoyer. We know what Hoyer is. This loss is on Belichick, the defensive guru, because the Packers carved them up in the second half.
They did. Rodgers wasn't even happy with the way they were playing either. He felt like it was not sustainable.
Man, Dobbs dropped the bomb. Yeah. Like, the check on third down, and Dobbs hit it in his hands, and he couldn't hold it on. Like, Aaron Rodgers calls the perfect play, knowing that they think that they're just going straight
to the
sticks.
That's on the fumble, right?
The fumble.
Now, Rodgers said he underthrew that ball, and that he said that
– hit him in the hands.
He said that he probably just should have dropped it. But he blamed himself for that throw that you brought that one up. But what Russ is saying, though, is interesting because, Russ, Bart said this earlier in the show. Now, again, Bailey Zappe, a fourth-round pick out of Western Kentucky, third-string quarterback. So, Bart, with that in mind, how many reps did he get with their starters?
None.
Probably none. So he's forced into a game.
He might have got a couple because Hoyer was there.
He probably had, getting ready for this game.
Friday, he probably got 25.
So he comes into this game, and once again, like you want, hey, just don't do anything stupid. Don't turn the ball over, and just be steady and play confident. And he did, right? He did.
He was feeling himself, too, because you saw him push the coordinator on the bench, like just having fun. Like, yeah,
well, all right, he's like, that
this
guy.
This is fun.
Yeah, he loves to throw the ball. I mean, that was what he was in college. But is this what they do now? Hoyer's got a concussion, but is this their quarterback?
I mean,
if Hoyer is cleared – do you start him because he's the experienced guy, or do you say, you know what, let's see what this guy's got, knowing that Mac Jones is your future?
I think they're going to start him, and they would love to have a Jimmy G, Tom Brady type of scenario. They would love to have a Matt Castle situation where they can use him as an asset to maybe trade if Mac Jones is the guy.
You mean another Jimmy G?
Or Matt Castle. Matt Castle went 11-5 and got paid.
That Brady
and they were able to get something for him. You can trade him for – if they can turn him into a fourth-round draft pick, if Mac and Cheese is the guy, if he's not, you got somebody right behind him that you can say, you know what?
All right, Zappe went 4 of 5 for 60 yards and a touchdown off play action. It's the most yards by a Patriot quarterback on those throws this season. It's third season, by the way, where the Patriots, who are 1-3 – have been in sole possession of last place in the AFC East at some point. Third time for Bill Belichick. But the other time happened in all 17 weeks of that 2000 season. And then once after week one of the 2014 season. So think about this. He is not used to being in the basement of the AFC East. It is something I took a picture of. Because you know who's not in the basement? The Jets. Jets. And we've got to talk about what we saw out of them, Bart, because the number 2 pick in the draft from 2 years ago is starting to look like that. We got to discuss. We will. It's Bart and Han, ESPN Radio.
Bart and Han.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and gone!
good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Pickett in the shotgun for receivers. 8 seconds to go. He takes the snap, drops back, looks downfield. He's going to throw one as far as he can. Heaves it in the back of the end zone. It is knocked around. It might have been intercepted. It is! LaMarcus Joyner picks it off. All zeros on the clock. The Jets have won it.
I got to be honest, Bart.
You thought the Hail Mary was going to get caught.
You know that how that goes, right?
That still was a stupid play.
Man, you know how that goes.
Jam them at the line of scrimmage. Don't let them have a free run down. This is the dumbest thing ever. Like,
but it's like this is the life of a Jets fan. You are watching the game. Zach looks good. Okay, they hold up. There were moments there where I was like, I'm done. Like, because Pickett comes in. You could feel the energy. And you're thinking, I remember when Baker came in, turned the game around, right? I'm old enough also to remember when Tom Brady came in. Right, like there's moments that you just say, oh, here we go. Here comes the star. Here it comes. And it didn't happen because they held up, which is everything I wanted to see. And it was a lot of the young guys. It was a lot of the new faces. It was a lot of the pieces you're like that you're really excited about for the future. And it starts with Zach Wilson in his first start of the season. 18 of 36, 252 yards, a touchdown, yes, two picks. One I believe was tipped, right? Wasn't there one that was?
Yeah, that was Conklin, went through his hands, hit him right in the hands, and he went through his hands.
Right. I thought also what he showed was the ability to move. So even under pressure, he was able to escape. That was critical.
It was one pass to the right that was like a cannon. He stayed in the pocket, threw it in there, got it in there, and it showed you just the arm talent that he has when he sits down on his passes. And is confident, not skittish, and goes through his mechanics.
On target, too, which was also something that last year was a little, you know, little off the mark. But this year, he was very confident and very much on target. And when you have Garrett Wilson and Eli Moore, when you have these pieces, you can get excited about it. Now you can start saying, okay, let's see what this can do. But it doesn't matter because it's the Jets, 16 seconds to go, whatever it was. In your head, you're going, nah, I can't hit send on this tweet until I see double zeros and no flags. You know, I can't.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, until they instill confidence into you guys, that's going to be what it is.
It's fair, right?
But the fact that they were able to fight. First of all, the Jets have only won, like, in Pittsburgh once. Like, since 2002 or 2000.
Yes.
And the fact that, you know, they were there, lost the lead, showed the character and guts, even in the fourth quarter being down 10, to be able to fight back and have belief. And, you know, a lot of that to me still – is some of the hangover from the Cleveland game that, hey, we can still come back and win it. Let's just be calm. We don't have to panic and rush. And you look at them, 5 of 5 on that last drive. You know, you talk about a tremendous route. Understand that the Pittsburgh Steelers was in man-to-man coverage. So they run a bunch route. You know, Corey Davis goes out, pivots back in, walk-in touchdown.
Yep.
And, you know, Zach threw it exactly where it needed to be. Didn't lead him too far inside where Micah Fitzpatrick can kind of tease him. Mm-hmm. But also being able to smart enough to widen that guy so then when the pick play came, he ran into it. He could never get through all the trash. You know, and also Corey Davis coming to life. Now, I've been on Corey Davis' butt because he's been, you know, dropping balls like all the time. But, you know, the Cleveland game, he stepped up big. In this game, he stepped up big. You know, 5 of his receptions, I believe, was on that last drive.
And, again, they're not in last place. That's right. The Jets are not in last place in their division.
Who? The Jets?
Yes, Tyreek.
Oh, yeah. We seeing you.
Because guess who's coming?
We got some sauce on them. We like our dolphin meat with sauce.
Guess what's coming next? Sunday at MetLife against the Dolphins. And it'll be Teddy Two Gloves, not Tua Tagovailoa, who will be starting in that game. What kind of difference does that make? I don't know. But I'll say this. I'm going to be in the building on Sunday. Yes, sir. I'm going to be.
You in the building?
I'm going to be in the building.
Wow.
On Sunday. I'll be tailgating. I'm going to go on a tailgate safari.
Honey, we're going streaking around the Meadowlands.
We're going streaking in the quad. And I'm telling you right now, that place had better be rocking. It better be. Because it's the Dolphins, man. And what I do know is that there'll be Dolphins fans there.
We're going streaking!
Yeah, baby. Because that's what happens. You sell your tickets to Dolphins fans. This is what Jets fans do. And I understand because you want to make your money back. I get it. I don't hate you for it. But the building better be loud. This is one of the first important games of Robert Saleh's career head coach. It is true. It is one of the first important games that he is coaching. This game matters. This game now matters. Because you get this dub, now you send a little message in the division.
And they can flippity-flop, too.
That's what I'm saying.
They win this one, then they're in second place.
Now you're no longer. See what I mean? So there's a little something that you could do this coming Sunday. Get your team ready. Don't be flat. And you have a chance. This game, that I'm coming. I'm coming to the building with my Jets socks.
We've won two on a road. Now it's time to win one at home.
Now it's
time. Who are we, the Ravens?
Right. Let's go to Staten Island and talk to Ray. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's up, guys? So I'm not going to look at the two wins and you know, be frowning about it. I'm happy they won two games. But let's be honest. Those two wins are empty. They shouldn't have won against the Browns. And Pittsburgh's terrible. And here is what my fear is. I look around on the team, and the first time in a long time, I see a lot of talent. There's some good ingredients, but the chefs are no good. You have a rookie quarterback that can really be something good, but what help do you give him? You give him a rookie offensive coordinator that's been and a defensive-minded head coach that hasn't really run the defense real well, and on the sideline, basically, you may as well put a pair of clown shoes.
You know what,
in
Ray,
my opinion. So
Ray,
you don't want to ruin the ingredients?
Ray, I'll tell you what. Before Bart jumps on you, I'm going to say this. I can't deny what Ray's saying. Now, first of all, I think Mike LaFleur has been pretty good. I think he's been pretty good. But Saleh, I think the jury's out. It's fair to say. I like him personally. I want him to be successful. But when I watch him on the sidelines, I don't see a tactician. I see a cheerleader. I see a guy who's really good at pumping his team up.
I don't want to ruin the ingredients, guys.
No, but you're right. You're not wrong. I think the jury is still out on Saleh as head coach.
So they went and bought the ingredients, and now you don't think they can. Now you think they can't cook. Well, they're cooking 2-2. Let's see where they go. I told you guys before the season started that the Jets would win 8 games, and y'all laughed at me.
I didn't laugh.
Y'all laughed at me.
I was just hopeful.
Okay, well, like a lot of people laughed at me when I said they would win 8 games, and next year would be the year. Because just think, all the talent, the people that's carrying the heavy lifting outside of Quinnen and C.J. Mosley and D.J. Reed, all those people doing the heavy lifting are second and first year players. What do you think is going to happen when these guys are 5-year players, right? And now this year, the Jets will probably go out and they'll have just as much money this year than they had last year, and they'll be able to get some more good free agents, right? And maybe Becton will be able to be something, and if he's not something, you already draft his replacement anyway, and if he's healthy, you move his ass to guard. Like, who's to say that you can't, you know, still have everything and they're not cooking everything? They just got the ingredients. They just start chopping them up and getting it all ready for the meal, and you're going to tell them that they can't cook it. They just got the ingredients. It's just boiling. The jambalaya ain't even started to get a chance to let the roux settle in and start to mix the ingredients and let them settle so you can have a good meal. Give him a damn chance. This is second year. He's got his team 2-2. You guys ready to throw a parade for Brian Daboll around here because he's 3-1. How those wins aren't great wins? Who they beat? The Steelers wasn't undefeated, and it's a proud organization. And if anybody want to underestimate like what it's like to go play a game and win a game in Pittsburgh, then I tell you to check their resume, even without Ben Roethlisberger, to win in this organization outside of the Patriots since 2000.
No. That's one thing I will say is once he came in the game and that building started getting like you felt like young players might get rattled right now, and that didn't happen.
They beat Cincinnati.
News from Bart and Hahn Nation. We've got Drew in Pennsylvania on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Bart. I'm glad you guys took my call. I wanted to say, this week, when the Dolphins come to the Jets, and when the Jets get the W over the Dolphins, we'll hear all of the Miami fans crying they don't have Tua. With that being said, my opinion is the Jets are a better team anyway. You look on paper and they're going to say the Dolphins are a better team on paper, sure. But what separates the NFL from the rest of the major league sports is heart and drive and desire to win, to get there at all costs. And I think that's what the Jets have over the Dolphins.
Who? The Jets?
Hell of a day. You talk about overreaction Monday. Drew with the overreaction.
I mean, the Jets are super gritty, man. They're young and they're scrappy.
That's what you want.
And that's what the Lions are. But when you look up, you talk all the stuff what the Lions are, right? Who got the better record?
But the Lions, boy, they're interesting to
the
watch.
The Jets lost to the Ravens and the Bengals. Looked like not too much bad losses right there.
All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We continue with Overreaction Monday, and we also have to talk about it. It was an amazing weekend, but for the Braves, where's Timmy Trumpet now? Bart and Hahn.
Such a hater.
ESPN Radio.
Bart and Hahn.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jets' signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jets Pizza. Better because it has to be.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. A little Monday Night Football preview brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Tonight, Bart, we got a good one. Rams and the 49ers.
Remember, this is a rivalry.
Of course.
Remember last year, like, you know, I know the Rams won the championship, but they lost twice to San Francisco. And that was without Kittle. That was without Jimmy G a lot of the times. And also, you know, to win in the playoffs, they only won by 3 games. I mean, 3 points. You know, divisional opponents are always tough because they know each other so well. It's going to be interesting to see, like, you know, is Jimmy G back? And if Stafford is kind of like an unreported story after the first game, they've kind of been out of the national eye, right? We haven't really talked about them much. We haven't really seen their game. Just their first high-profile game. Since the opener, is Matthew Stafford back and Cam Akers back? And can this defense be back electric? And is Jalen Ramsey dialed in?
Rams are trying to go 3-1 or better for the seventh straight season. And Jimmy Garoppolo, you talk about, like, who does Jimmy G own?
Well, he owns Green Bay.
You know who else he owns?
Who's that?
The Rams.
He does? He must have not played last year.
He's 6-0. Against them in his regular season, of course.
Yeah.
Career. So okay. he's had great success against them as well. That's like I said, these.
So you're saying put stock into Jimmy G and the 49ers tonight? 6-0, man. That's almost a sure.
Again, it's the Caesars has this thing as a pick 'em. So once again, this is, you know, anything could happen. But see, here's the other problem, too. Is this. Of course I should know that. Lactavius, is this game in L.A.?
Negatory, it's in San Francisco.
It is in San Francisco. Okay, that's the difference. See, that's actually surprising then. FPI has the Rams at 60% to win the game. So 60-40, basically. But see, the idea is, if this is at SoFi, it doesn't matter. Because it's not a home field advantage. We know this. I mean, we saw how many people were in the crowd for the championship game.
Yeah.
But up there, you should get a partisan crowd. Loud and proud for the Niners, shouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. It's going to be tough sledding.
So at least you've got home. You should have the home field advantage going to your way. But, I mean, are the Rams better now?
No Trent Williams. Remember that. That's big.
Yeah, it is huge.
No Trent Williams out for a while with the high ankle sprain. That's a lot. Like, he's the best lineman in football, period.
Mm-hmm.
And you take him away, I mean, Aaron Donald to that side, you're going to have to help.
And he has been unbelievable when it comes to his pass rush win rate against the 49ers. So if you don't have your best tackle out there, it could be a long night. Get a business insurance quote online in as little as 6 minutes. Visit progressivecommercial.com. So we've got Monday Night Football to close out of week four. Interesting matchups coming up in week five. And Bart, we're in the last week of the baseball regular season. And we've got NBA preseason games already happening, including tonight, Ben Simmons and the Nets
against
the Sixers.
The journey begins.
It is in Brooklyn, but still, our first look at Ben Simmons with the Nets, and he does it against
healthy
his former team.
Healthy back and all.
Interesting stuff. And then you and I, tomorrow night, Civil War, the Knicks and the Pistons at Madison Square Garden, baby.
What's that bet going to be? Who finishes with the better record? What's the bet?
You'll have to shave your goatee. The Knicks win.
You're going to have to grow yours out and wear it for 2 weeks. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.